We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Mem Amar Aleph, and we are beginning two lines on the bottom of Pesach Beis Meisvei. We had here a machloikis, if hagrolo, that means the girl that will tell you which goat is Lashem, which goat is Lazazel, if it's ma'akev or not. That means, do I have to have a girl? I could just pick one out. This one's Lashem, this one's Lazazel. And the Gemara said that there's two Tanoim, Rav Nechemya, Rav Yehuda, will argue if the order of the Avodas that are done b'fnim, that are done with the Big Day Lavan, in the Heichal and in the Hazara, are those ma'akev or not? According to Rav Nechemya, everything's ma'akev. Everything you do with Big Day Lavan is ma'akev, which means the order is ma'akev. And according to Rav Yehuda, it's not ma'akev. So the Gemara said that maybe it's totally that machlekes. So the Gemara says that there's two lashonos. The first lashon Gemara says, Rav Yehuda holds that the chukah is not said on and all the Big Day Lavan, it's not ma'akev, so then it's pashut that hagrola is not ma'akev. The whole question is for Rav Nechemya holds that chukah is said on all the avodas with Big Day Lavan, and the machlokes is, if for Rav Nechemya it's called the avoda or not the avoda. If hagrola is called avoda or not. The second pshat says, according to Rav Nechemya holds chukah, of course hagrola, the gairol, the lottery is ma'akev. The machlokes is, according to Rav Yehuda, if it's ma'akev, what's the tzad of Yehuda? It's ma'akev. I doesn't say chukah. Teretz Yitzchok says Asha Allah two times, and that would be a tzad for Yehuda. It's ma'akev. So it's machlokes for Hagrola is ma'akev or not. And the second lashon, the few one man the Amar, everyone agrees it's ma'akev because according to Rav Nechemya it's ma'akev, and even according to Rav Yehuda, since Asha Allah two times, it's ma'akev also. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kasha. It says in the Brice like this: Mitzvah lahagrol, it's a mitzvah do a gairol. Loi higrol, but if you didn't do a gairol, it's kosher. It's still kosher. So Bishlam Lahak Lishna, the Amrit Libra Yehuda Kulamali Pligulam Akva, Haman Rav Yehudahi. It's good if you the first Lashon that holds that according to Rav Yehuda, everyone agrees is Nam Akiv. So this Vraisa will be according to Rav Yehuda holds Hagrola is Nam Akiv. But Ella Lahak Lishna, but according to the second Lashon that says according to Rav Nechemya, everyone agrees it is Ma'akiv. And the Machloikis is according to Rav Yehuda. So it comes out that Rav Yanai holds that it's Ma'akiv. Is even Fir Rav Yehuda. So comes Fir Rav Yanai, there is no one who holds that it's not ma'akev. So who is this Brisa going like? The Brisa says, Mitzvah lahagro, Mloy hagro kosher. Who's that going like? Elach, Lishna Damas Pligi, Bishlam Lamandi Amaloy ma'akva, Bishlam according to Rav Yechanon, who holds that Eliyah is not ma'akev according to Rav Yehuda, Hamani Rav Yehudi. Elamandi Am according to Rav Yanai, who holds that it's ma'akev even Fir Rav Yehuda, because it says Asha Allah two times. So who's this Brice alike? Hamani, it's not like Rav Nechemya, it's not like Rav Yehuda. Who's the Brice alike? So Gemara answers, Tani, mitzvah lahaniach. Erech Nami, this not about the hagrola is ma'akev. I says mitzvah lahagrol v'mloy higrol kosher. It means the hanocha. The way you do the girl is you pick out the lots, and then you say, this is Lashem, this is Lazazel, then you place it on the goat. Placing it on the goat, that's for sure not ma'akev. Because even if you hold that it's ma'akev, the hagrola, because it's Asha Allah. Asha Allah means the girl came up, but to put it down with Nosan Ashnei Se'irim, that's definitely not ma'akiv. And like the Tosfos already spoke out before, that even if you hold it says chukah, it's still not ma'akiv hanocha. Why? He says the Lashon Tosfos is on Lamatas Mabez is, V'yashloim ha'hoil v'hem kvar mevararim, since already it's picked out, Shneim, ain't svaro shisa'akiv hanocha. There's no svaro that hanocha shi ma'akiv. So upon him, what we're saying is that we're going to attach the word mitzvah lahagrol to mean lahaniach. But avad hagrol will be ma'akev according to this man the Yama. Let's try another Tashema. Tashema says in this braisa, mitzvah lahagrol, it's mitzvah to hagrol, v'lesvadas, and to do vidui on the sar hamishtaleach. That means the two goats, one goat is shechted and the dam brought into the kodesh and to the heichel. The other goat is sent la'azazel. You do vidui only on the goat that's done la'azazel. On the sar and aser befnim, you do not do vidui. We had this gemara on Lamed Vav on Beis. Only on the azazel do you do the vidui. But he's saying both of these things are not ma'akiv. Mitzvah lahargur lo svadas, loy higru, if you didn't do the hagrala to pick out which goat goes where, below your svada, and you didn't do vidui, the loch is it's kosher. The loch is that it's, with the evidence kosher, it's not ma'akiv, not vidui, not girl. So what's the kasha? You see, a girl's not ma'akev. Fear of Yanai, there's no one who holds not ma'akev. V'chi teima, you'll say, here also means haniach. V'chi teima ha'kenami lahaniach. It means mitzvah lahaniach and to do vidu. If you didn't do hanocha, you didn't do vidu, it's kasha. So you can't say that. Why not? Eimer seifa, Rav Shimon Eimer, loy higril kasher, loy isvada pasal. He says, He argues, what's clear, he argues on Vidui. He holds Vidui is Ma'akiv, and it's Pasul. And later on, the end of the Amr, we'll see what's the Bi'ar Machlekes, if Vidui is Ma'akiv or not. But Kaponim, Shimon says, Loi Higril is Kasha, I agree to you. Loi is Vad the Pasul. Now, if Loi Higril means Loi Hiniach, so that would be Mashma, the Hagrola is Ma'akiv. So that's a problem. So, because they say, for Shimon, Loi Higril Kasha, Loi Sa'as Pasul, my Loi Higril, Ilem Loi Hiniach, if it means Loi Hiniach, Mechlal, That would infer that the Rav Shimon saw Hagrola Ma'akva. That would tell us that according to Rav Shimon, Hagrola is Ma'akva, only Haniach is not Ma'akva. And that can't be. If I tie into the Braisa, let's say these two goats, let's say you made Hagrola, and then Meis Echemahem, one of them died. So the halacha is you just bring a new peer, a new like a friend for this goat. Maybe a chaver shleva Hagrola. Let's say the Azazel died. So the one that saw Nasalafim is a law. You bring another goat and say this one won't be for Azazel. Add Hagrola, Divrei Rav Shimon. So you see, Rav Shimon definitely holds Hagrola is not Ma'akiv. So how can you say the Tanakhama is talking about Haniach? And on that, Rav Shimon says, I agree Loi Haniach is kosher, but Loi Zvad is possible. If you're agreeing Loi Haniach is kosher, it sounds like you're agreeing that Hagrola is Ma'akiv. And we know definitely Rav Shimon holds Hagrola is not Ma'akiv. It's the first Shabraisa that Hagrola is not Ma'akiv. It says, so Gemara says, no. Loi Higol means Loi Hiniach. Aye, what's Rav Shimon saying? Rav Shimon lo yoda ma'ke am Rabbanon. Rav Shimon wasn't exactly sure what the Rabbanon said when he said the word Loi Higol. Does it mean Haniach or Agrala? This is Rav Shimon's telling the Tanakhama. I Hagrala, Agrala Mamish. If you mean Loi Higol Kasha means Agrala Mamish, come read to Yom Peligli or Laicho B'chada. I only argue about the Vidui. But if you hold, if you're saying Hanocha is not Ma'akiv, and you can infer from that that Agrola is Ma'akiv, then Pelagina Alaycho Matarati, I'm arguing two things. First of all, I'm arguing Lekula that Lo Higril it's kosher, and Lechumra Lo Yisvada is possible. So he wasn't sure what he's saying. Of course, according to Rav Shimon, Agrola is not Ma'akiv. I was Tanakhama hold. If the Tanakhama hold, the girl is Ma'akiv, then Rav Shimon is telling him, I argue in two things. Lo Higril is kosher, and Lo Yisvada is possible. If Hagrola means Mamash Hagrola, then he's agreeing to him on Hagrola. He's just arguing on Vidui. So what comes after this Gemara is that even if Rabbi Yanai holds that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chemya hold that Hagrola is Ma'akiv, there is a man that holds Hagrola is Ma'akiv, Rabbi Shimon. So it's back. It's a little bit shver. The Gemara before, they had a Kasha, and the Gemara said, you have to say Laniach. You could have just answered, Harmani Rabbi Shimoni. You could have said, that's Rabbi Shimon. That's the top Tosis Kasha, and Tosis Shon Master Kasha. Also, they say, the first price, we didn't know Rabbi Shimon yet. That's why we didn't answer Hamadi Rav Shimon. So the Gemara Vayit, and Mitzvah bring another riot to this. Tashema. Before we learned the next Gemara, we just have to give a La Akdama. There were around 10, 11 Avodas in a row after they put on the Big Day Lavan, before they're going to be finished with the Big Day Lavan on the first time they put on the white clothing. The Avodas is like this. The first thing they did was, they did Vidui on the Par. Then the next thing they did was, like we had in the Mishnayos already, we had this already in Yuma, then you do the Hagrola, the Goyrol, which goat goes where. Afterwards, they went back and then they did again a video on the par. The second video on the par. The first video on the par is for the Kahanim and his family. And the second one is for all the Kahanim. That was the third thing. The fourth thing they did was, they shechted the par. Now they shechted the par, they gave it to someone to mix the dam. They didn't do anything with dam yet. They shechted the par, they did Kabbalah, and they waited. Then the Kohen Gadol took the calf and the machta, took the spoon and the machta, and brought it into the Kodesh Kedoshim to the Ketairis. Then afterwards, he took the Dama Par into the Kodesh Kedoshim and spritzed on the Kapiris. Then he went and shechted the Sar Hanasa, the Sar of the Gol Hashem, he shechted it, and he brought that into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Then he did the Dam of the Par on the Proiches, and then he did the Dam of the Sar on the Proiches. And then he mixed them together and put on his Mizbeach HaPnimi. So we have Vidui, Hagrola, Vidui, Shchita, Kaf, then Par into the Kodesh Kedoshim, then Sa'ir Yeshech, they bring in the Kodesh Kedoshim, then the Pereiches, the other thing in Pereiches, that's in the Heichel, then on the Be'echazav. That's the order of the Avodas. And the Shala Adai Ma'akev. So it's really Mechalkes Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechemya. If it's Ma'akev, the order. So here we're going to have a Braisa about this. Tashema. And through this braisa, we're going to bring a raya, we're trying to bring a raya, attempt to bring a raya about Hagrola. Toshema says in the braisa like this, par ma'akev es asar, which means if you do something of the goat before the par that's not supposed to be there, you got to do it over. It's ma'akiv the sa'ir. It's ma'akiv what the way you do the goat in the wrong order. It's ma'akiv it. V'sa'ir, but sa'ir ain't ma'akiv as a par. That means if you did something in the par that's supposed to be done after the sa'ir, you did it before the sa'ir, that's not a problem. We are this halacha of matanis rifnim, and the matanis that are done in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So what's the case? So bishlam a par ma'akiv as a sa'ir. Which one of the case, the par makav sa'ir, we understand what the case is. The akdamei l'sa'ir mekami par, if you do the sa'ir befnim, you do the sa'ir inside the Kodesh HaKadosh before the par, lo'avod lo'iklum, it doesn't work. You have to do it over. But what's the other way? El sa'ir ein makav as a par ma'aniyu. What's the case? They did something for the par before the sa'ir, and we say it's fine. Ilem di akdamei matonis the par behechol mekami matonis the sa'ir befnim. Maybe the case would be like this. That when you bring the par into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, afterwards you did the par, the dama par on the paroiches, and then you went to shech the sa'ir and bring it inside. So what you did was the par before the sa'ir, even though the sa'ir goes first in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, before the dama par goes on the paroiches, which is in the heichel. So if that's the case, the yaktame l'sa'ir mekami par l'klum el sa'ir in avkas par ma'aniu ilayim the yaktame atonis the par beheichel. They did the matonis the par on the paroiches. Mekami matonis the sa'ir b'fnim. Chuka k'sevu. That everyone agrees that says chuka because there the sa'ir hanas and the kodesh hakadoshim is something that's done all the way b'fnim. And there everyone agrees chuka k'sev on that. Even Rabbi Yehuda. El alav, the case has to be the akdim matonis the par b'fnim. He did the matonis of the par inside the kodesh hakadoshim. Mekame hagrola before the hagrola. Like we just said, really the order is that you do the vidu in the par, then the agrola, then the vidu in the par, then the shchita, then you do kafa machta, and then, so let's say before the agrola, you did everything and you brought the par inside the kapiris for the dam, into the Kodesh HaKadosh before you did the agrola. So maybe that's the case that we're saying that it doesn't affect it. It doesn't affect the par. It allowed the akdim atas the par of fim mekami agrola, and that works, but the effort that works. Because why? Because there, the agrola is something that's done b'chutz, outside the Kodesh HaKadosh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't say chuk on it, and that would be a case that's not ma'akiv. So what are we naming on? What are we assuming? When we desider le'ma'akiv, if the seder is not ma'akiv, ikra hagrola nam la'akiv. So you see, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, the agrola is not ma'akiv, and it's a kasher Rabbi Yanai, because it says over here in this brisa, the agrola is not ma'akiv. So it's a kasher Rabbi Yanai, holds even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, hagrola is ma'akiv, because we don't need another case. Where it says, no, may I give you a case. Loi, and we don't have to come on to agrola. I'll tell you the case. The akdim atonis the par b'mezbeach, mekami atonis the sa'ir b'heichel. Before you did the sa'ir on the pareiches of the heichel, you did the par on the mezbeach apnimi. Now, the strictal problem with that is because the halacha really is done on the mezbeach apnimi, you got to mix the par and sa'ir down together to do it there. So vice versa, the Chazanish says, it's not ma'akev to mix it together. And what he did was, he put the par, the dam of the par on the mezbeach apnimi before the sa'ir on the pareiches. And Rabbi Yehudi, he d'om ha'dvar manas v'di lov v'chutz, lo'y ma'akvi. Heichel's called chutz, hanas v'di lov v'chutz, lo'y ma'akvi. So maybe that's the case. Avada agrola is ma'akiv. What's the case that was saying that if you do the par before the sa'ir, it's not ma'akiv? The case was, you put the par on the mezbeach apnimi before you did the sa'ir on the heichel's pareiches. So that would be the case. And it would be mashma that if you did the sa'ir before the par, it would be a problem, which already the Rishonim asked that that's a little problematic, because why would that be? Why would that be ma'akev? It's also b'chutz. And that's why the Vilna Goyin, the Gron, the start here, takes out this whole girsa because of that kasha. But upon him, that's more has different kasha to slug us up. What's more has kasha? But matonish v'fnim k'toni. It says that this nafkamina, par ma'akev sar, and zor ma'akev as a par, matonish v'fnim. This is not matonish v'fnim, this is matonish v'chutz. So back, sir, it has to be hagrola. It has to be that I did the zurika of the dama par inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim before the hagrola. And the Gemara Rai, if seder is not ma'akiv, the hagrola is not ma'akiv, and it's a kasha Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara answers, Halahomani, Rabbi Shimon, dama hagrola ma'akva. This price, we're going to Rabbi Shimon, holds hagrola is not ma'akiv, and therefore it's not shver that here it says it's not ma'akiv because we're going to Rabbi Shimon. That's one teretz. It's really Rabbi Yehuda. Good, the Seyd is not Ma'akiv. But the girl is Ma'akiv. Don't tell me because the Seyd is not Ma'akiv. That's not a Raya. Hagrola Vada is Ma'akiv. Hagrola is Ma'akiv. You have to have the lottery. Just the Seyd doesn't need a, is not Ma'akiv. Because Chukah is not set on that. But Lamaisi says Asha Allah two times to teach you that Hagrola is Ma'akiv. And therefore it's not Shver at all.